99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division. OxyChem makes things like chlorine for water treatment facilities. It could be Buffett's last big deal before he hands over the Berkshire Hathaway reins next year. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin soybean farmers are struggling to find buyers as tariffs with China continue to stymie the market. A statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy after President Trump slapped tariffs on many of the U.S.'s largest trading partners. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing an abortion accessibility act following Planned Parenthood's pause on providing abortion services in Wisconsin. Proponents say the bill would remove restrictions put in place by Republicans, leaving many providers either unable or unwilling to provide abortions. And people who get their medical insurance with UnitedHealthcare will no longer be able to get treatment at Ascension Wisconsin hospitals. A contract between the two companies expired October 1st after United and Ascension were unable to come to terms on a new contract. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
is better than Ever Street.
Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. It is 8:12 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, we have that flash sale happening at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate to the Water Street Social Club. Till 9 a.m., that certificate is just $12.50. No quote required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, Emily, a few minutes ago, we were celebrating our celebrity birthdays, and Kelly Ripa was on our list, right?
Yes.
Well, in talking to Killian just a moment ago, he has a little bit of claim to fame with Kelly Ripa, believe it or not.
Really? What's that?
Yeah, Killian, tell our listeners how intern Killian has a connection to her celebrating a birthday today.
In 2023, November, I was at one of her shows in New York City.
How fancy schmancy. Awesome, Killian. That's great.
How cool is that?
It's really cool. Cause it was interesting, too, because it was November and they were recording for January 1st, New Year's. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. You got to do all that stuff ahead of time. So when it airs, it makes sense for the holiday, right?
Yep.
And so here's the thing. Unlike us, who are live on radio, again, it's 8:13 on Thursday morning. We're not pre-recorded. This wasn't recorded 2 months ago. There is a different aspect with TV production that made these things are pre-recorded way in advance because it's impossible to do a New Year's Day show. And so a lot of these shows are pre-recorded, and Killian found that out. So it's pretty cool that intern Killian had a connection on Kelly Ripa's birthday today.
Love it.
No,
Mr. on his way to fame himself, Killian King, hanging out with TV stars on the radio. Look at all that.
You know, it does have a good ring, though. King Killian. Just saying. Now, as part of that, Killian got to stay at a hotel. And now if you're staying in a hotel, you probably wouldn't want to be awakened by a smell. But guess what? That might change. The Holiday Inn Express is testing a new scent-based alarm clock. It works like a diffuser, releasing a scent of your choice when it's time to wake up, Emily.
I'm sorry. This is so weird. Okay, they're trying out different options in different countries. In Australia and New Zealand, guests can pick from options like coffee, bacon, and blueberry muffin in Japan. You can also choose nashi pear, and in Singapore and Thailand, mango is an option. Unfortunately, this is not available in the U.S. yet. The breakfast smells are not a tease. The hotels are also offering free breakfast. Okay, I'm going to repeat that because that's the key of this whole little, this is really cool kind of synergy, right? The breakfast smells like blueberry muffin, like bacon, are not a tease. So you wake up to the smell and then you roll on down for free breakfast at the Holiday Inn Express. I think that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not sure how you get like a bacon smell into a diffuser, but I know from personal experience, if you cook bacon, they will come. Like people wake up and start wandering into a kitchen when there's bacon.
Right.
So I don't know if that works in a diffuser, but I imagine if they got the smell right, it'll work.
That's interesting there. Say if you're someone who could wake up through any smell, even an entire dinner operating inside your room, they still would offer wake-up calls or knocks on the door. The scented alarm clocks are just a new in-room option. Now, Killian, if someone had a bacon smell in your bedroom with an alarm clock or a coffee smell, would you wake up for that?
Immediately. Yeah, I would immediately wake up, yes.
All right. Emily, how about you? If you had the alarm coffee smell in your bedroom or bacon, would that wake you up?
Probably, yeah. I mean, the olfactory sense, as they call the schnoz that you can smell stuff with, is the strongest one that elicits reaction, memory, and all kinds of stuff like that. So I imagine it would work.
Yeah, I think it would work. I mean, it would definitely wake me up as well. I mean, I think it would be pretty tasty to wake up that way in the morning. I'm just saying, I think it would be fun.
He wakes up with drool all over him.
Well, that's exactly it. Now, would that make you hungry immediately, Killian?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately the goal of what they're trying to do is to get people to wake up and then go down for breakfast. Now, at least the one good thing that they're doing here is offering that free breakfast. Could you imagine waking up to the bacon smell and then there's no breakfast or you have to go get breakfast on your own? So I think that is a pretty cool idea after all.
Well, what's interesting here is that I think it seems like a double nicety too, that they are waking you up for free breakfast. Like this could be a marketing ploy to get you to go down and pay for breakfast, you know, right? Like, oh, for some reason I really want bacon. Huh?
Right.
You wake up and already want bacon. Like the taste's already in your mouth. And you didn't realize because you've had a diffuser forcing bacon smell in your face for the last hour while you're trying to wake up. And you wake up and you go order like 8 plates of bacon, right?
Right.
That's kind of how the brain can work sometimes. So, you know, just saying, I would charge for the breakfast if I was them.
What smell would you want to wake up to, Emily?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I mean, bacon and eggs. I like. That's a great smell to wake up to. That's kind of would be my go-to, I think.
Killian, how about you?
If I woke up to the smell of blueberry muffins, that would just be perfect.
Yeah, me too. I think coffee would be mine. I love coffee, and that's something, you know, if it were me, I would want to wake up to coffee, and I think that would be my favorite smell to wake up to, and I think that's one that would instantly wake me up as well as you smell that coffee. Bacon would also be a close second, though. I mean, bacon, when you smell bacon, it's got a very distinct smell or odor to it, and it's like, bacon, coffee. Here's one that no one's mentioned, though. Pancakes and maple syrup.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's one.
A big one. Or the sausages, too, right?
Oh, like those have yes. A specific,
yeah, and then if you're going to have the maple syrup, then the sausages kind of fit in there, too, because that's... I like sausage and maple syrup more than pancakes and maple syrup.
Right.
Because the sausage offsets the sweet, and yeah, I don't know. But all of the things, I mean, how could... I don't think you could go wrong. I think it would be a really nice way to wake up to smell those things. I don't think... As long as they get it right. If it smells like chemicals and blueberries or something, I don't know. If they don't get it quite right, then it might be actually weird. But I think it's a cool idea.
I think it's an interesting idea. I mean, I would rather wake up to that than the wah, wah, wah of the alarm clock or bam, 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 bam. Time to wake up when they're knocking on your door, right? Or the phone ringing.
Right, exactly. I mean, we all set our own alarms on our phones and they don't have any, you know, bacon smells happening coming out of your phone.
They should now that I'm thinking
Soon
about
enough.
It. You
yeah,
know,
we should probably get
maybe that'll
that idea now that I'm thinking about that because I just said it out loud on the air. So, anyone, any developers out there, software developers, are figuring out the next, you know, new fun thing on the iPhone or Android, it is bacon smells coming out of your phone in the morning. So, credit Emily from the morning show, please.
And now, of course, as I'm thinking about it, all I have is this sense of wanting pancakes this morning, you know. That's what I'm hungry for now is pancakes. Now I'm sitting here looking at my calendar. I'm like, do I have time to go get pancakes before my next meeting? You know, that's the first thing that went through my head. And Killian's probably going the same thing. What's that, Emily?
I don't think you might have time. You could roll on down to the log cabin. They could probably whip them up pretty quick. You could call them ahead.
Yeah, but I've got to be back here for a 9:30 meeting. So apparently HR is looking for me this morning. Maybe it's about those jokes I've been cracking. I'm not sure.
Just keep hiding from them. Run around the corner. There's so many places in that building you can hide. They'll never find you.
Oh, I found the perfect napping spot in the building now, by the way, just in case anyone's curious. So not that I'm doing it, but I found.
Which one did you find?
It's right across the hall from us now. I was over there as I was quickly making a pit stop. I'm like, ooh, I was looking around. I'm like, I found the perfect napping spot where no one's going to find me sleeping.
We'll have to see how long that lasts, Dave. You'll have to keep us updated on if that's working for you.
Yeah, I definitely will. I mean, it might, you know, in the last building, we had a chair. We called it the napping chair. You'd sit in that chair and you'd fall asleep in that chair. And I can neither confirm nor deny that people have fallen asleep there. I mean, maybe myself included. But one of the quick, funny stories is one of our bosses, who he's going to remain nameless, who loves hotcakes, was snoozing, and our former sports guy was bringing somebody through for a tour, and he didn't know anyone was in the building that weekend, and he went and walked back in that area and then scared the you-know-what out of him and his family, and the guy napping as well, so.
Be careful in that secret spot you find, because you never know who's going to be walking through there on a tour. You never know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll have my feet up snoring away back there or something like that, so. I'll show Killian the napping spot so he knows, too. Okay. Not that he's going to be napping during the morning show, but I can all of a sudden he'd be like, yeah, sorry, I missed getting to school because I was taking a nap. No, we don't want him getting in trouble. We want him being on homecoming court and all the things happening this weekend. So, oh, that's so fun. What a great idea, though. I think this idea has some merit. I'd rather have that scent than that alarm going off. Emily? You'll be back with us 8:40. We're going to celebrate some calendar days. The three of us will pick out some great calendar days at 8:40 this morning.
Sounds like a good plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, we're going to look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown's a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm. 99.7 Max FM.
Oh!
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. You have 28 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off a $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. That certificate's just $12.50. No code required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ. High, high character individual. But I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Do something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A girl, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number five. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. And we're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Today's weather is going to be a perfect weather day to be out and about. It's going to be sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 59. On Friday, sunny, a high of 88. Friday night for the football game, mostly clear with a low of 63. On Saturday, warming up, sunny, a high of 87. Sunday, sunny, a high of 84. Sunday night, we do see shower chances return. Into Monday, cooling down to 70s on Monday and then into the 60s later on in the week. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, you have 20 minutes to take advantage of our flash sale at Max FM, bigdeals.com, shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. Today only $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, Emily and Killian, as we've been talking about, is homecoming week in downtown Baraboo. And Killian and I can see they put all the candlesticks out for the no parking because there's something happening on Friday, right, Killian?
Correct.
And what's happening on Friday?
That would be the parade, the homecoming parade.
And so Killian will be in the homecoming parade. We are going to be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page starting around 3:20 p.m. tomorrow. Killian's going to wave at us when he goes by, and he's going to keep us up to date if he's King Killian as well. Either way, we're still proud of him. Now, Killian, there's some traditions that go along with homecoming, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What are some of those traditions?
Oh, you got the TPing. That's always fun. You have the homecoming football game. Love to see that. And also the dress-up days, too, the themes for school. It's all so much fun, and you just love to be a part of it.
Now, it sounds like you do love to be a part of it. And were you on a TP spree last night?
A little bit.
A little bit. You're getting kind of quiet here all of a sudden. Did anything happen during our TP spree last night, Killian?
I don't know. What do you you know?
I may know things. Yeah, I mean, and I can see it's kind of funny as people say my voice goes a few octaves higher sometimes, and Killian's voice went a few octaves higher. Did you catch that, Emily?
Yes, I was just going to say that. I was like, oh my God, he just pulled a Dave when you're on this spot and you're being teased and you've got to answer for yourself. Your voice goes up like three octaves, and Killian, your voice just went up a couple octaves.
Yeah, you did a good one on him, Emily.
So, you guys have big tells, I'm just saying, when you are doing something a little bit wrong.
So Killian, so he's backing away from the microphone. It's a good thing we don't have him on video. So Killian, did something happen during the TP spree last night?
I don't know if I... No.
Okay, I believe something did happen during the TP spree last night. Did you have any law enforcement contact last night, Killian?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you have a little visit from some of Baraboo's finest last night by any chance?
I very much did.
So what happened? Did you get busted last night?
I was just TPE. I wasn't doing any like eggs or anything like that. And then I just get pulled up on by a cop, and he just, I was 30 minutes past curfew apparently, and he just had to take me home.
Oh, so did you get a ride home in the squad car?
Yep. Oh, go with the free ride home.
Oh, so you had an Uber in a squad car last night.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, it's not what it's called, Emily.
Called.
So her voice went up to us.
It's not an Uber. It's just a free ride from the Popo. And he had that.
So you had a ride home in a squad car last night. So first time in the backseat of a squad car, Killian, last night?
Yeah, that'd be the first time. And I'll tell you, they're not comfortable.
No, it's not comfortable in the backseat.
Get your glass, dude.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable at all, no.
It's not a comfortable spot to be in the backseat of a squad car whatsoever.
How do you know, Dave?
What,
Dave?
Emily?
How do you know? How do you know?
I have also sat in the back seat of a squad car, but that's not because I was out TPing somebody's house last night and was past curfew either. So,
it's throw yourself under the bus, Dave. It's okay. We all know.
So it's kind of so now my understanding is Killian didn't get any tickets last night. He just had a friendly ride home, is what I'm hearing from my sources this morning.
Yeah, there's just so many kids TPing. Of course, I'm just the one that gets talked to.
Yeah, talked to, and they are pretty good about it because they do realize it's homecoming at least. And, you know, we are very appreciative of our law enforcement officers. And that's why we're respectful as well. And that's why Killian didn't get himself into more trouble. He just got a free ride home last night. You weren't expecting.
You gotta be careful, man. You're becoming like a local celebrity, so you know you gotta be careful with some of those antics because people know who you are.
He's lucky I didn't have a roll of toilet paper sitting here for him this morning, but I didn't want him going out and TPing anything else today and getting himself in any further trouble.
Toilet paper out the window of the Great Day Building, please. Although that would look pretty sweet to never mind.
Did you just say throw toilet paper outside the Great Day Building? Is that what you heard, Killian?
I think that's what I heard, yeah.
I think toilet paper.
Yeah, I heard throw toilet paper outside.
No in front of that.
So, Killian, you see right next to that window.
It's weird because I have these like urges as a person to do stuff like that. And then I have this like landlord situation, you know, in my ear saying like, don't do it.
And the window's open here.
It's so conflicting for me as a person. I don't know because I think it would look really cool. But no, don't do it. No throwing toilet paper out the window.
We could get it from this window to that street light from here, Killian. I mean, it'd be a pretty easy shot to do it from here because these windows open. So if we get real quiet in here, don't worry. It's all fine, Emily. It's fine.
Can somebody out there please go stand on the street there on Oak and look up and make sure they're not throwing things out the window, please? Listeners, I appreciate your support.
We wouldn't even have the idea until you said it. That's even the funniest part. My understanding, Killian, is you were the only person who did get caught then in the grand scheme of things because most of your buddies kind of hit out and you were the one who got busted.
It was just such a wrong place, wrong time. Like, everybody went around back to this house and I was going to go and just get some more teepee. And then when I was walking back and it's just he pulls up and everyone's already in the back, so they just like hide, and I was just like, wow.
You You weren't expecting me talking about this.
Not at all. No.
We're going to get more ammo, right?
Yeah, I was going to get more ammo.
Stop being so helpful. Don't go get more toilet paper. Don't do it.
So what time is curfew, out of curiosity? Is it 10 o'clock, Killian?
Oh, it's 10 o'clock. I know that now.
So did you not know there was a 10 o'clock curfew?
Oh, I knew there was a curfew. I thought it was 11, actually.
It's 11 on weekends, in case you're curious. Not on weekdays. It's 10 o'clock on weeknights. And unfortunately, you're under the age of 18. So, but the good thing is, at least you got a ride home.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, did they walk you up? So did they knock on the door with you, or did you just get a ride home then?
No, I got a ride home, and we got out, and he had to like talk to me for like 10 minutes and then just let me go back inside my house.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was just curious how this works, because I don't ever recall getting an escort home from law enforcement when I was your age. We're not going to go into the rest of that stuff. No need for my mother to text in anything at all. And well, one of our listeners says,
come. What happens?
What's that?
I said, Linda, text in. I want to know all the dish.
No, we don't have a, that would be like three morning shows in itself. But one of our listeners did text on, says, I'm supposed to give the kid a break. Like, I never did anything crazy. Well, yes. Mm-hmm. But this listener also may have been with me when I did those crazy things as well. And so I'm just going to say that she's not so sweet and innocent herself either. So we'll just leave it at that. Not going to
pass the baton, Dave.
Yes. So anyway, we had to have a little bit of fun. Normally we would go through calendar days, but we thought, you know, the funniest part was, Emily, I had set Killian up so he could look at calendar days. He had no idea this was coming. I kept this quiet the whole time.
What part for you? I'm sure it was like bursting out of your eyeballs because you couldn't wait to tease him and have a good time with this on the air, poor guy. Well, you know what, Killian? I have to say you handled it with some thick skin. Good job. We now know that if Dave and Killian's voice go up at all, they are probably guilty of something. So just leaving you out there with that on this beautiful Thursday morning.
Well, and we've had other ideas this morning now. So, I mean, just saying, I mean, there may be things coming out the window of the Great Day Building before this week is up. Just saying.
Don't do it, man.
Hey, you gave us the idea, you know, just saying.
That was the other part of my personality. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is kind of funny as we're sitting here now, my phone starts ringing. So I'm sure it's a spam caller. We're not going to play it on air. That's always something I've wanted to do, but I would have way too much fun with it as well. But Killian, I am so glad you didn't get yourself into too much trouble over this. I mean, these things do happen, and, you know, we just had to have a little fun with you this morning with it. So we appreciate you being a good sport about it. And what was the moral of the story? What did we learn from this, Killian, I've got to ask?
Next time I should run.
Okay. Speaking from experience, generally, the slowest person gets caught, and usually running doesn't always go all that well either. So just in case you're curious how that works out, speaking maybe from personal experience, that sometimes, you know, in this case, thankfully, it was just a toilet paper thing. We're glad you weren't in more serious trouble, but we had to have a little bit of fun with you, bud, because you're now Tuesday, Thursday this week, because our listeners have asked when Killian's on with us. So every other week he rotates because of his school schedule. So this week it's Tuesday, Thursday. Next week it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So Killian rotates with us as he's learning things. And starting next week, he's going to actually learn a little bit more. He's been watching me run the board and the systems. And so Killian's going to sit where I'm sitting next week. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll just have to have some contrast and comparisons there, I guess.
Yes. But I won't be out teeping anybody's house late at night either.
We don't put anything past you, Dave. I just want to be clear. Like, no one really understands what makes you do the things you do.
Yes. Well, and here's the thing with that we don't have trees. So that's the one good thing with where we're at, too. So that's the other part of it. So,
well, I do have to say, I was driving around town yesterday, and I did see some trees and houses that had TP on them. So you aren't full of it. It's definitely happening. I think it's a pretty harmless, fun tradition. I certainly did it in high school, so it's fun. It's fine. Just the cleanup isn't great.
No.
In terms of the people who have to do it. So keep that in mind. If you're out there throwing the toilet paper at people's houses, they're cleaning it up unless you do like a cleanup crew. I don't know what you got, how you guys handle it in Baraboo, but I think it's probably harmless and I think it's fun. And I think it's funny that Killian got a ride home from the cops.
Me too. You know, and yeah, these things, and there's folks that will attest that, and we'll tell about stories off air, sometimes things I did a little bit when I was younger. But one of our listeners also said they can't believe how high Killian's voice went. So now the worst,
yours, Dave, just saying.
Oh yeah, I'm guilty. I agree. I am guilty of it. But so now the worst part of the whole thing from the morning show is if Killian's parents were listening, they know his tell now when he's done something wrong too. Well, besides when the cops show up at their doors, of course.
Leave the kid be. Leave the kid
I
be.
Will.
Go about
but,
your day, Killian. You're good.
Yes.
No, no worse or for the wear. You can handle it.
Well, at least he didn't have purple. At least he didn't have purple hair yet for his mugshot.
Right.
So he will have purple hair next month. There's no mugshot. He didn't get drugged that far. But no. So he will have purple hair with Emily and I later on this month, as well as our we did hit our goal with Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We will talk more about that in the weeks to come as well. So that's something that is in progress. But Killian, thanks for being a good sport, buddy.
Yeah, of course.
Now he's trying to figure out how Dave knows these things, you know. And
you never know. You never know. Dave's got sources all over the world.
So we did get one more text, and wow, our text line went very busy during this segment, and it wasn't even a text to win, but someone said, LOL, loved your story, Killian. Yep, David has his stories. So so yes. We'll leave it at that. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. It's gonna be Friday.
Looking forward to that. Everybody, enjoy this beautiful weather and enjoy this Thursday, October 2nd. Take care, y'all. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Killian, thanks for being here as well, buddy. Thanks for being a good sport.
Yo, I gotcha.
You'll be back with us on Monday morning as well. More Music Mornings with Killian, Emily, and Day of the Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
Bright Star Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stock with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill, near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Just hold on.